Welcome back to the Gift of Grace. We're in the last part of the program already. And we were just saying during the break that the time goes so fast and we have so much material we want to go through that it's hard to believe how fast it goes. And we left off with Peter talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Jews would understand what he was talking about. And what Peter's point is that this God, your God, Yahweh, sent Jesus as the Messiah, and you denied him. Mm-hmm. You denied the Holy One of God. And then to really ram the point home, he says, you killed the Prince of Life.
Right.
Woof. And it says, we're witnesses to all of this. We're witnesses to what he did. We're witnesses to what you did. And then we're witnesses to the fact that he's Messiah and he brought salvation. Right. And once again, you guys missed it.
Right. The God raised him from the dead.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because, as we were talking during the break, Peter's exhorting them. Who did this? Mm-hmm. It wasn't them. It was the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on in verse 17. Now I know, brothers, that you acted out of ignorance, just as our leaders did. But God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through the mouth of all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes. And we've talked about that before, that, you know, the Jewish people didn't understand a suffering Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Peter didn't understand.
That's right.
You know, when Jesus said, Messiah is going to, the Christ must suffer and die. And he's like, no, that'll never happen.
No.
Get behind me, Satan.
Yeah.
You know, and now he understands it. Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away, and that the Lord may grant you times of refreshment and send you the Messiah already appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time of universal restoration, of which God spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old.
Mm.
And then he goes on to quote Moses.
Yes. It's really interesting because he says, you know, we're witnesses to all this.
Yeah.
You guys killed the Prince of Life.
Yeah.
I mean, whoa, you know, you guys rejected Jesus, through whom everything was created.
Mm-hmm.
You rejected him. He's the Prince of Life and you killed him.
Yeah.
What a condemning thing. But then, you know, just like before when he gave his first sermon and all those people said, oh, what are we going to do? He doesn't go on scolding him. He says, repent and be baptized.
Yeah.
Now he says, you were ignorant about what you were doing. Even though the prophets talked about this, you should know this, you were ignorant about it. But now repent.
Mm-hmm.
Repent so that your sins can be blotted out, so that your sins can be forgiven, and you can have times of refreshing.
Yeah.
And he should have said, look at us. We had times of refreshing. We were with him. We were sinners. We didn't know what was going on. We didn't understand it.
Yeah.
But now we understand it.
Right.
And if you repent of your sin and you come to faith in him, you'll be filled with the Spirit and you're going to have times of refreshing.
Yeah.
This is what it's all about.
Right.
This is what the plan of salvation is all about. And he does a parallel thing to the first sermon.
Right.
Where he doesn't go on to, he in a very terse way, kind of a condemning way, he says, this is what you guys did, but you were ignorant, but now you can repent.
He offers them that repentance.
That's right.
Salvation. You know, it's about the conversion of their heart.
That's right.
And turning to the Lord.
And being now in the new covenant, mm-hmm. the new covenant of grace, Jeremiah 31:31, they don't have to go kill animals and they don't have to go through any kind of bath thing or anything that they were doing before. All they have to do is repent.
Right.
And their sins will be forgiven. And they can have times of refreshing.
Yeah. You know, a humble and contrite heart you will not spurn.
Amen. And they get the good news really hammered home to them in a very powerful way because they were in a vulnerable position.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is amazing talk, you know, that you killed the Prince of Life.
Yeah, because they've been waiting for the Messiah.
Yes.
There was all this high expectation, you know, of a Messiah in the Messianic times, and Peter's telling them, you missed it.
Yes.
And you killed him. You know.
But you can repent and get times of refreshing.
Right.
Oof. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming to the end of another show. Hard to believe.
It is.
Yes.
The time does go fast.
Yeah. Well, we will be back in 2 weeks. So have an awesome Lord's Day tomorrow, a good evening tonight.
And we just pray that the Lord will refresh you with His Holy Spirit and pour out His Spirit upon you abundantly for all the graces and gifts that you need to do the Lord's ministry in His kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored.